Let's take a look at what's happening in the truck freight industry. Over 30 trucks torched over the past week. The industry is under huge pressure at the moment. These attacks are linked to ongoing protests by local truck drivers opposed to the employment of foreigners in the industry. We've seen a lot of these happening in that hotspot of Heidelberg on the N3. The Road Freight Association saying these attacks are uncalled for and they want authorities to ensure that the law is enforced. Nkosi Kona Duma, EWN reporter in KZN, watching that for us. Nkosi Kona, thanks for your time today. There have been over 30 incidents of torchings of trucks. Do we seem to have any understanding of who is behind this? Have police made any arrests? What's happening with this?
Well, Mandy, police are saying that they haven't made police are saying that they've made 5 arrests, but these 5 arrests are not directly linked with the attacks on the trucks per se, but rather they have to deal with people who who arrived and staged a protest outside the premises of one of the trucking companies who are demanding employment, Mandy.
And at this stage, do we know that it's all linked to these immigrant drivers, that it is based in xenophobia? What are the truck drivers saying?
Well, what you know is that, Mandy, there is an organization calling itself the All Truck Drivers Forum, and they are saying that they want South Africans to be prioritized for jobs, and they are saying that they want all trucks that have a South African registration to only hire South Africans. They're claiming that their jobs have been stolen by foreign nationals. We saw yesterday protests in various parts of the country where people were really advancing that call. And maybe if I must just say, these attacks have gone on to be very fatal at this point, as we now know and can confirm that they've claimed the life of at least one man from Pinetown who was found dead last night in Alberton, Mandy.
Extremely concerning. What is the Road Freight Association saying about what's happening in their industry, and how much is it crippling this industry?
Well, this industry is extremely important to the South African economy, Mandy. As you know, we have a very big port economy in South Africa, particularly in the Durban and Richards Bay area. And the trucking industry facilitates the movement of goods, not just throughout the country, but throughout the SADC region. And right now, industry players are saying that, they've been calling for assistance. They want the issues addressed that lead to this particular crime. And they're saying that it is scary, as some business owners are even now contemplating trying to establish their businesses elsewhere. So it does seem as if it will have devastating effects for the economy if no urgent interventions are taking place. Of course, we do have some government leaders saying that they are looking into this. It's not just clear what exactly they're doing. For example, the Premier of KwaZulu-Natal, Sihle Zikalala, is saying that he has instructed officials to engage the freight industry to try and find a solution on this matter. And we know that we've been on this road before, because you will recall that last year when we saw attacks on trucks, Police Minister Peggy Tshwele, authorities in KZN where the attacks were mostly observed back then, we were told that a task team has been established, but it seems as if a year later, that task team hasn't really gotten the support of organizations like the All Truck Drivers Forum, who insist that they want South Africans to be prioritized for jobs.
Nkosi Kona Duma, sorry, I cut you off at the end there. Thank you so much. He's speaking to us there about what's happening in the freight industry. And as he says, one person has now been killed after one of these trucks was set alight yesterday.